Karkum, a Jewish city that was captured by the Goyim. So it says, Kol Kahana Shebetoicha Psuas. Any Bas Koyin is Psula to a husband. Because we have to be afraid when the Goyim captured them, the Goyim forced them and they live with them. So that's the loch of an Ashes Koyin, she's also to her husband, even Beyonis. By an Ashes Yisrael, she's mutter to her husband if it was done Beyonis, if she was forced. But an Ashes Koyin is also even though she was forced. It says the loch is their also to the husbands. So the question is why? Why do you say now Shekashu that came from Muhammad? So our Mishnah says when the Goyim come to fight, they're too busy. They have no time to make Yai Nesach. So why don't I say they're too busy? They have no time to be boyal to live with the ladies. So Mara says no. Amarav Mori Lenaseh Ein Penai. That's not such a big taiva. They have not such a big yetzer. They're going to fight now. They don't have time to make Yai Nesach. But live a Yesh Penai. Yes, live with the ladies. There, that they will do. A guy will live with the ladies even though he's going to have a war, but he has the Yetzirah. So then we have to be afraid they live with the ladies there, and therefore an Eishes Koyin is also to a husband. Like Rashi says, Nasachin Penai, the Yetzir HaNisuch Le'tok of Lu'u True De B'machoma. The Yetzirah to be Menaseh doesn't bother him right now, because he's busy fighting. So he doesn't think about it even. So why should I touch on this one? If you don't know, that's always, if you don't have a time, you don't have an enjoyment doing it, you're not going to do it. When you walk down the street, you don't start to touch everything. If you don't enjoy doing it, why should you touch it? It's only because they have a special time, a special enjoyment of making wine, Yai Nesach. That's their avoida. They put the end of the wine, they shake it, they'll shame avoida zara. They have to have a taiva for that. So it's saying now, if they're going to war, at wartime, they don't think about this. But the taiva for znus, the liberal ladies, that they still have. Right. Ho'umnin shel Yisrael, she'sholach lem oivdike chovim, chov yeshayai nesach b'scharin. There was a Jewish worker. A man worked for a guy, did normal work, he plowed the fields, and he's supposed to get paid. When it comes for pay time, so now the guy paid him, he sent him barrels of Yai Nesach. Again, Umnin, a Jewish worker. Sheshalach lemoivdik yechovim, where he got finished working for the guy sent him for his pay, chov yeshu Yai Nesach b'schar, and he sent him back barrels of Yai Nesach for his pay. So what can he do now? So, Lukura, Yai Nesach is also b'hanoah. If the Jew receives it, he's going to gain nothing. He can't do anything with it. It's also bano. He doesn't want this type of pay. So what can the Jew do? So it says, the muta, the Jew is permissible, he's allowed to, loima, to tell back to the guy, tein lo nu estomer, please, we do not want the barrels of wine, give us the value. We want the money, we do not want the wine. But, mishenichna sol reshus anosa, once the Jew already took the barrels home, it's in the Jew's reshus, it's like his corner belongs to him, so now it's his, it's also bano, it's also to give it back to the guy, it's also bano, finish yourself, you lost out. Omri Rav Yehuda Marav, muta la'odom loim la'odom, a Jew is allowed to tell a guy, say, for hofer salai menasem elech, please you go and pay for me the taxes to the king. Rashi says, hofer salai menasem elech, anun yeshoy neistim mitfu aysayim mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim Yisrael, that this Jew, Shechayev Loses, Lemelech Yayin, he had to give one-tenth of his wine to the guy, to the king, to the Melech, for taxes. So now he's allowed to tell a guy, listen, Mutalon of the Chavim, Hefasalai, do me a favor, and you give your wine to the king instead of me. That's the Chiddush. When the guy now gives the wine to the king, he's giving his own wine, the Yayin Nesach. So it comes out that the Jew now is like paying up his chayv, is having hanor from the Yayin Nesach. Still it's mutter. Rashi says, why? Kivan the heavy muscle sluke shluchei the malka bezuzei. Because since really the Jew could have paid the shliach money. You're supposed to pay wine. But of course they'll take money instead of wine also. So therefore now that the guy gives the Yayin Nesach, it's not called mashliach of the Yisrael. It's not called he's paying directly as a shliach, a messenger for the Jew. Because the Jew could have gotten away by paying money. So now that the guy pays with Yayin Nesach, it's not considered like the Jew told the guy, please pay for me with your Yayin Nesach, therefore it's mutter. So that's what he says again, Amar Yudah Marav, mutter liyodam loim lodachovim. A Jew could tell this guy, say, please go for hefas alai, like redeem me, hefas, I appease you, appease me, by umenas hamelech, please pay my taxes for the king. Again, like Rashi said, because you don't have to pay the yen, you could give money, it's not called direct shliach. Maestro, I have a question. It says, Al Yoimer Odin Liyavichovim, a Jew should not say to a guy, Oil Tachti Liyotzer, you take over my place for the Yotzer, which means Rashi says, he Konas Mekoyim, take over my place, Leopas as a Shoiter, to appease the tax collector. There was a tax collector there, so I can't tell you, you come over and take my place. So you see why? Because the guy is going to pay the taxes with Yai Nesach, and it's called the Jew told him to do it. And so how could Yudam Rav say it's Muta? Omalei Rav answered, Oil Tachti Loitza Kamrit, in a case where the Jew tells the guy, you go and take over my place, you be in my place, that's a question. Holadam, this is different, it's only like, Holadam Ye Elom, Liho. Depends how the Jew tells the guy. If he tells the guy, save me from the tax collector, that's permissible. Because I did not make you a direct shliach to say whatever you do is like I did it. I just ask you, please save me. That's of Yudam Rav's case. Just save me. But in the case where the Jew tells the guy, you be in my place, meaning I'm making you a shliach, so then it's awesome. Then I'm telling you directly, you be my shliach. So then when the guy pays with Yai Nesach, the taxes, it's considered like the Jew is paying taxes with Yai Nesach, it's also Bahanor, it's also for the Jew to have Hanor from the Yai Nesach, there would be also. But Rav's cases, of Yudas cases, I'm just asking you, please save me from the taxes. So then the Pshat is, it's not a direct Shliach, because the Jew could have saved himself by paying money. So the guy also could have paid money. So now that you go and give Yai Nesach, you're not called my Shliach, therefore it's mutter. Mishnah like this, Hamoicher Yein Elogichovim. Let's say a Jew has a wine factory, and he's selling his wine, his kosher wine, to a guy. So it's like this, Posak, if they make up the price already, Achaloi Modad, before the guy, before you start to pour the wine for the guy, so then Dom of Mutar, even though he's going to pay later, the Pshat is though, since you made up a price right now, it's considered like the Jew is buying, the guy is buying Jewish wine. So he's paying you now for that wine, he's rather pay you later. But Modad, let's say the guy himself first took the wine, and he poured out the wine into his own barrel. So the guy now made this wine already Yai Nesach. Achalai Postak, before they made up the price, and later now the guy wants to pay you for this wine that he took, Dama Vasurim, it's also for the Jew to take the money now. Because since the Jew, the guy, poured off the wine first, so the guy already made this wine Yai Nesach. Now the guy is paying you for Yai Nesach. So it's also for the Jew to take the money. So the Jew has to make sure that he first makes the price, and the guy is like a mechayv himself to pay the money for the kosher wine. So it's called the guy owes the money for the Jewish wine. Then whatever the guy does to the wine later, that's his business. It's not called he's given money for the Yai Nesach. He's given money for the yain that was kosher. Zemur says, Omar Ameimah. Nothing more says, Omar Ameimah. Meshicha b'yoyvikachov m'koin yoshayla. That if a guy makes a meshicha, he takes a barrel of wine and drags it out of the reshus of the Jew, he brings it into his own reshus, or he makes a meshicha, he moves it, it is a kinyan. Rashi says, Afagad lo yoyvikachov m'demeli, so he didn't pay the money yet. Moshech minei, if he moves the wine, kniya. V'chein, the same with the opposite way, a Jew from a guy. If a Jew wants to buy something, we get the chametz for Pesach, you want to sell your chametz to a guy, this man the Yom holds here, a man holds, Meshich is kind of by a guy. Teidah, bring your proof. Ta'ani pasoi, these Persians, Meshadri padoshel adodi, they send presents, Rashi is there, and they send presents one to another, Plehadribu, and they never retract. Why not? There's no real kinyan, the only kinyan is they make a Meshicha. That I say, here, take a present, and the person takes it and it's Moshech, drags it into his reshus. And once that happens, mashma, that's it. There's a kinyan. They cannot retract anymore. So that's a proof that there's such a kinyan. Rashi says, lehadribu, hasholchin. Once you send it, you can't retract anymore. Alma b'meshicha kininu, hamakablin. Right. Since they accepted it, they made a meshicha, that's the kinyan. Ravashi yamana, Ravashi says, li'elam really, aimla, if I could tell you, meshicha b'vikachavim ain't a kinyan. No, there's no such kinyan meshicha by a guy. That's only by a Jew, there's a kinyan meshicha to drag it, but not by a guy. Ah, if so, by these Persians, how come they don't retract anymore? Ha v'hai d'loi hadribu, the ramas ruchu d'nekitalu. They have a ramas ruach, they're like bagaivis. like it doesn't pay for me to retract anymore. Once I gave it away, that too, whom Rashi says, gasleis. Like it's not nice, it's not like to be an Indian giver. Really, they could take it back. Really, there's no kinyan. I gave it to you. If I want to retract, really I could. But it doesn't pass, it's not nice. Like you're not, you know, you're not prestige to take something back. So because the Ramas Ruach, the gasleis, the haughtiness that they have, that's why they don't retract. But Mikra Radin could be there's no kinyan. Omer Ravashi, so Ravashi says, let me bring a proof to us, what I say. That true, there's no kinyan Mashiach by a guy. Omer Ravashi, how do I know to say that you cannot sell something to a guy just with the kinyan Mashiach, just by letting the guy move the object? Midiom Aluhu Rav. Since Rav said, Lahani Sav Yusa, to these people, Sav Yusa, Ravashi says, Mechri Yain. The people that sell wine, so Rav told the wine sellers like this. When you want to measure off or sell wine to a guy, shakli zuzi minayo, be careful to first take the money. Before you do anything with a guy, like make up a price first and say this barrel is $10, I want $10. For hodi kailalu, and then go and measure out the wine. Be afraid, don't measure first. But viloi, if the guy does not have money on hand, he can't pay you right now. He wants to say, I'll pay you later first. Viloy said like this, Nikito Badayo Zuzi, you take some money right now, take $10 of your own, Usfinu, and lend the money to him. You have to say now the guy owes you back $10. Lend him the money. For Hodi Shakilu Manayu, now before the guy takes the wine, take the $10 from him. That's he's paying you for the wine right now. Mashmano, that's not a Kenyan yet. No. No. Just the fact you made up the guy should pay you. But it didn't pay yet, there's no kinyan yet. Therefore, if you're going to start measuring and the guy will touch the wine again, it's going to be yayin of yayin nesach, and later when the guy is going to give you the money, he's paying you for yayin nesach, that's awesome. There's the proof right there, we'll soon see that Mashiach doesn't help. That's what Rav, you're right, you're saying good, we'll soon see. The only eitzah Rav had was to make sure you get paid first. There's no other way. Yeah, we'll soon see. So it says, Wakihechet lehevi halavoga bayu, that the money right now is a loan. That's the way to make sure you're allowed to take receive the money. Why? The lawyer of these sources, if you do not do like this, if you do not make a kinyan kesef, then when the guy takes the wine, it becomes yayin nesach, and who still owns the wine? The Jew still owns the wine. The chishak lusa demei, later when the guy comes and pays you the money, he pays you later, after he took it home already, it comes out he's paying you money now of yayin nesach. You're taking money of Yayin Esach. That's what Rav told the wine sellers. That when you sell your wine, make sure first to take the money. Make sure the guy pays you first. And then let him take the wine home. Because otherwise, if the guy would take the wine home first, mashma, there's no kinyan yet. It's still belongs to the Jew. And the guy is making the wine Yayin Esach. So later, when the guy pays the money, he's paying you for Yayin Esach. Like Amema wanted to say, that Mashiach, there is a kinyan.